毁掉一个统治了世界100年的货币需要多长时间？
How long does it take to destroy a currency that has ruled the world for 100 years?
1925年春天。
In the spring of 1925,
唐宁街11号的餐桌上摆着一顿不寻常的晚宴。
There was an unusual dinner on the table at number 10 Downing Street.
坐在主位的是英国财政大臣丘吉尔。
The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Sir Winston Churchill, was sitting in the chairman's seat.
他的对面是当时英国最著名的经济学家凯恩斯。这顿饭的缘由是因为丘吉尔正在面对一个让他寝食难安的决定。
His opposite was the most famous economist in Britain at the time, Keynes. The reason for this meal was that Churchill was facing a decision that kept him up at night.
要不要让英镑重新回归金本位
？Should the pound sterling be reintroduced to the gold standard？
这件事背后
，Behind this，
有一个人已经谋划了整整5年。
A person has been planning for a whole 5 years。
他叫诺曼，英格兰银行行长。
His name is Norman England, the chairman of the bank。
自从一战结束。
Since the end of World War I,
他就有一个执念。
He has one obsession.
英镑必须重回金。
Pound sterling must return to gold.
金本位，回到战前的含金量。
Return to the pre-war valuation.
也就是一英镑对4.86美元一分不少。
That's £1 to $4.86 plus the penny.
为了这个目标。
For this goal,
他用了5年时间。
He spent 5 years.
通过一系列操作
，through a series of operations,
把英镑汇率一路拉升到1925年。
Pull the pound sterling rate up to 1925.
一切都准备好了。
Everything is ready.
就差财政大臣点头。诺曼告诉丘吉尔。
Just needs the finance minister to nod. Tell Churchill.
这是恢复英国金融声誉的唯一机会。
This is the only opportunity to restore the UK's financial reputation.
伦敦要重新成为世界金融中心。
London needs to become a global financial center again.
英镑要重新成为全球最可信的货币。
Let the pound sterling regain its status as the world's most trusted currency.
B, 现在不做，以后就没有机会了。
If you don't do it now, there will be no chance in the future.
丘吉尔听进去了。
Churchill listened attentively.
但他心里还有一根刺没拔掉。
But there was still a thorn in his heart that he couldn't get rid of.
于是他把凯恩斯请来了。
So he invited Keynes.
那晚的晚宴，据说气氛相当紧张。
The dinner that night was said to have been very tense.
凯恩斯没有给丘吉尔留面子，开门见山地说。
Keynes did not say that Churchill had no respect for the barter door approach.
这不是回归金本位。
This is not a return to the gold standard.
这是把英国经济钉在十字架上。
This is to nail the British economy to the cross.
现在的英国根本支撑不起这个汇率，强行回去。
The current UK simply cannot sustain this strong exchange rate.
英镑至少会被高估10%，出口会萎缩。
The pound will be at least 10% overvalued, and exports will decline.
工人会被降薪。
Workers will be laid off.
最后爆发的只会是罢工和经济。
The only thing that will explode is the strike and the economy.
萧条。
Desolate.
丘吉尔沉默了一会儿，问。
Churchill paused for a moment and asked.
那你的意思是我们就这样认了
？So you mean we just accept this?
凯恩斯说。
Kind said.
我的意思是，不要用一个错误的汇率去强行恢复。
What I mean is, don't try to recover using a wrong exchange rate.
大英帝国昔日荣耀。
the glory of the British Empire.
但丘吉尔最终还是没有听凯恩斯的。
But Churchill eventually didn't listen to Eden.
他不甘心。
He is unwilling.
1925年4月28日。
April 28, 1925.
丘吉尔在议会正式宣布。
Churchill formally announced in Parliament.
英国恢复金本位，汇率一英镑兑4.86美元。
The UK restores the gold standard with £1 equal to $4.5.
消息传出，伦敦金融市场一片欢腾。
The news spread throughout the London financial market, causing excitement.
英国报纸头版纷纷称赞，大英帝国回来了。
British newspapers all praised the return of the British Empire.
但一年后。
But 1 year later,
英镑高估的后果开始显现。
The consequences of the overvaluation of the pound are beginning to emerge.
出口订单急剧萎缩。
Export orders have plummeted.
工厂开始裁员。
The factory started layoffs.
矿工的工资被强制压缩。
The miners' wages are forcibly compressed.
1926年，将近200万工人走上街头。
In 1926, nearly 2 million workers went on strike.
英国爆发了历史上规模最大的全国总罢工，凯恩斯全部说。
The largest nationwide strike in British history has erupted in the UK with all major unions involved.
不中了。
Got it.
六年后。
Six years later.
大萧条席卷全球。
The Great Depression swept across the globe.
英国被迫放弃金本位。
Britain was forced to abandon the gold standard.
英镑大幅贬值。
The pound sterling has fallen sharply.
并逐渐被美元超越，退居二线。
And it gradually fell behind the US dollar and became second in line.
但英镑的衰落真的是因为这一纸汇率政策吗？
Is the decline of the pound really due to this exchange rate policy?
时间回到1914年8月3日。
It was August 3, 1914.
时任英国财政大臣乔治坐在办公桌前。
George, who was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, sat at his desk.
他知道，明天英国就要向德国宣战了。
He knew that Britain would declare war on Germany tomorrow.
但他现在最担心的不是战场。
But now he is most worried about the battlefield.
而是明天早上银行开门的那一刻。
Instead, it was at the moment when the bank opened its doors the next morning.
在过去一周。
In the past week,
伦敦金融市场已经接近崩溃。
The London financial market is about to collapse.
从奥匈帝国向塞尔维亚发出最后通牒的那天起。
From the day when Austria-Hungary issued the final ultimatum to Serbia,
市场就开始失控了。
The market has gone out of control.
股票被疯狂抛售。
Stock plunges.
伦敦交易所被迫关闭。
London Exchange forced to close.
人们挤进了英格兰银行。
People crowded into the Bank of England.
纷纷把手里的纸币换成金币。
Everyone exchanged their paper money for gold coins.
短短六天时间。
In just 6 days.
国库里的黄金已经被提走了一半。
Half of the gold in the treasury has been withdrawn.
乔治最终做出了他的决定。
George finally made his decision.
宣布延长银行假期。
Announce extended bank holidays.
他把原定的假期强行延长了四天。
He forcibly extended his originally planned vacation by 4 days.
从8月3日一直延长到8月6日。
From August 3rd to August 6th.
但假期只能争取些许时间。
But the vacation time is limited.
银行总要重新开门的。
Banks always have to open again.
如果人们还是继续挤兑黄金。
If people continue to withdraw gold,
英国的金融体系撑不过一天。
The British financial system cannot withstand a day.
它需要一个方案。
It needs a plan.
而且只有四天时间。
And only 4 days.
就在这四天里。
In these 4 days.
凯恩斯走进了财政部。
Kine entered the Ministry of Finance.
当时的他还不是什么大人物。
At that time, he was not a big shot.
只是剑桥大学的一个经济学讲师被临时征召来。
Just a lecturer from the University of Cambridge was temporarily called up.
当非正式顾问。
As an informal consultant.
凯恩斯给乔治出了一个主意。
Kine gave George an idea.
不要正式宣布废除金本位。
Do not formally announce the abolition of the gold standard.
那会动摇全球对英镑的信心。
That will shake the confidence of the world in the pound.
但可以悄悄让它失效。
But you can quietly make it ineffective.
我们可以通过发行一英镑和十先令的小额纸币来补充小额金币的短缺。
Will man key the tongue you are far zing yin bang di shi zire ling di zire e shi bai li bu chong zire e jin bai di juan quek.
同时发动舆论，号召老百姓主动把金币交回来。
Simultaneously launch a public call to encourage citizens to voluntarily return the gold coins.
乔治听进去了。
George listened.
8月4号到6号
August 4th to 6th.
财政部连夜设计和印刷小额纸币。
The Ministry of Finance secretly designed and printed small denomination banknotes.
但实在是太急了。
But I was really in a hurry.
带防伪水印的专用钞票纸都来不及准备。
Special banknotes with anti-counterfeiting watermarks are not ready yet.
他们只能拿当时现成的邮票纸来印刷。
They could only use the existing postage paper to print.
8月7日
August 7th
银行重新开门。
Bank reopens.
这天很平静。
That day was calm.
并没有发生大规模挤兑。
There was no large-scale bank run.
反而是老百姓把手里的金币换成纸币。
Instead, it was the common people who exchanged their gold coins for paper money.
因为就在这四天里。
Because in these 4 days,
政府已经通过各大报纸发出呼吁。
The government has issued a call through major newspapers.
号召民众把手中的金币交给国家。内容的大意。
Call for citizens to hand over their gold coins to the state.
是，把你手里的金币换成纸币或存进银行。
Exchange your gold coins for paper money or deposit them in a bank.
你的国家需要黄金，军队需要黄金，战争。
Your country needs a golden army, needs a golden war.
需要黄金，把金币交出来。
Need gold to take out the gold coins.
就是爱国，号召成功了。
The call for patriotism succeeded.
人们主动把金币送回银行，换回纸币，英镑的金本位。
People actively return gold coins to the bank to exchange them for paper money in pounds.
就这样。
That's it.
在没有正式发文宣布的情况下。
Without a formal announcement,
悄无声息地暂停了。
Silently paused.
危机暂时稳住了。
The crisis has been temporarily stabilized.
但这只是开始，战争打。
This is just the beginning of the war.
打了四年多。
Having worked for more than 4 years.
军费烧掉了75亿英镑。
Military spending burnt 75 billion pounds.
这相当于战前一整年财政支出的38倍。
This is equivalent to 38 times the government's pre-war budget.
英格兰银行的印钞机日夜运转到1918年。
The Bank of England's printing presses ran day and night until 1918.
市面上流通的英镑比战前多了一倍多。
The amount of pounds in circulation is more than double that of the pre-war period.
但钱还是不够。
But the money was still not enough.
一战期间,
During World War I,
英国需要从美国大量进口粮食和武器。
The UK needs to import a large amount of food and weapons from the US.
可是美国人不要英镑。
But Americans don't want pounds.
他们只认黄金和美元。
They only recognize gold and US dollars.
英国只能变卖他们海外资产来筹集美元。
The UK can only raise dollars by selling its overseas assets.
比如,
For example,
美国铁路股票,
US railroad stocks,
美国政府债券和全球各地的投资,
US government bonds and investments worldwide.
一批接一批的变卖,
selling one after another,
卖完了还要再向美国政府借钱。
If we run out of money, we will still need to borrow from the US government.
向美国私人银行借钱,一战前,
Before the US private bank loan,
英国是世界最大的债权国。
The United Kingdom is the world's largest creditor country.
坐拥约40亿英镑的海外投资,
With an overseas investment of approximately 4 billion pounds.
每年带来将近3亿英镑的收益。
Main iron dai line jiang jin san ying bang de shu yi.
但在战后,
After the war,
他变成了净债务国。
He became a net debtor country.
反过来倒欠美国47亿美元。
In return, it owes the United States $47 billion.
此后每年将近40%的财政预算都要用来还债。
After that, nearly 40% of the annual budget had to be used to repay debts.
货币超发的后果也接踵而来。
The consequences of excessive currency issuance followed.
战前在伦敦卖1英镑的东西。
Before the war, selling something for £1 in London.
战后要卖到2-3英镑。
After the war, it will be sold for £2 or £3.
各国政府和普通民众对英镑的信心开始动摇了。
The confidence of governments and the general public in the pound sterling has begun to waver.
越来越多的交易。
More and more transactions.
悄悄转向了黄金和美元，世界。
Quietly turned to the world of gold and dollars.
货币霸主的地位已经开始动摇了。
The status of the dominant currency is beginning to be shaken.
1939年,
1939,
战火再一次烧遍了欧洲。
The flames once again swept across Europe.
这一次,
This time,
英国带着一身债务走进了战场。战争,
Britain entered the battlefield with a heavy debt.
刚打响不久,
Just finished.
美国就出台了限购自运政策。
The United States has implemented a restriction on self-import.
大致意思是, 我们不想卷进这场战争。
Roughly, we don't want to get involved in this war.
但东西可以卖给你们欧洲。
But the goods can be sold to you in Europe.
但必须要用黄金和美元, 不接受赊账。
But it is necessary to use gold and US dollars and not accept credit.
而且要你们自己开船过来运。
And you have to bring your own ships to transport them.
于是,
So,
英格兰银行的金库大门再次打开, 一船又一船的黄金和美元。
The doors of the Bank of England's vault were once again opened with ships arriving laden with gold and dollars.
冒着被潜艇击沉的风险,
Risk of being sunk by submarines.
源源不断的运往,
Constantly flowing.
纽约到1940年底,
New York to the end of 1940.
英国的储备已经快见底了。
The UK's reserves are almost depleted.
几乎处于破产边缘。走投无路的丘吉尔给罗斯福写了一封15页纸的求援信。
Almost on the brink of bankruptcy, Churchill, in a desperate situation, wrote a 15-page letter to Roosevelt.
恳求美国伸出援手。
Appeal to the United States for help.
罗斯福同意了。
Roosevelt agreed.
不用英国现在给钱，武器和物资直接租给丘吉尔用。
Don't use the weapons and supplies that Britain currently gives to Churchill directly.
但代价极其昂贵。
But the price is very high.
英国要把大西洋上的重要军事基地租借给美国使用。
The United Kingdom will lease its important military base in the Atlantic Ocean to the United States for use.
99年，放弃帝国特惠贸易体系。
In 1999, the company abandoned the imperial trade system.
向美国开放殖民地市场。
Open a colonial market to the United States.
更重要的是。
More importantly,
英国必须要接受一个由美国主导的战后经济新秩序。
Britain must accept a post-war economic order led by the United States.
无奈之下
，In desperation,
丘吉尔只能签字。
Churchill can only sign.
1944年
，1944,
当战争的天平逐渐向盟军倾斜。
As the balance of the war gradually tilted towards the Allies,
各国开始谋划战后的金融秩序。
Countries are beginning to plan the financial order after the war.
凯恩斯为英镑的未来再次走到台前。
Keynes has once again come to the forefront for the future of the pound.
这时候的他已经满头白发，走路。
At this time, he was already walking with a full head of white hair.
需要拐杖。
Need a cane.
心脏也出了问题。
The heart also had a problem.
但他还是亲自带队前往美国的布雷顿森林参加会议。
However, he still personally led the team to attend the meeting in the United States' Bretton Forest.
他想争取一个各国共同参与的货币体系。
He wants to achieve a currency system that can be participated in by all countries.
这样子，英镑也不至于完全失去地位。
This way, the British pound will not be completely lost.
但他没能争取到，最终会议结。
But he failed to secure the final meeting.
结果确定了美元与黄金挂钩。
The result confirmed that the dollar is pegged to gold.
其他国家货币与美元挂钩。
Other countries' currencies are pegged to the US dollar.
英镑的货币霸主地位在制度上被终结了。
The dominance of the pound in the monetary system has been ended.
回国。
Return.
不到两年。
Less than 2 years.
1946年。
1946.
凯恩斯因为心脏病去世了。
Keynes died from a heart attack.
从1914年全球超过60%的贸易用英镑结算，到1944年美元接棒。
From 1914 to 1944, over 60% of global trade was settled in pounds and then in dollars.
英镑的衰落，说到底只有一个原因。
The only reason for the decline of the pound is one.
两场战争。
Two wars.
1914年之前。
Before 1914.
英镑靠的是背后的硬资产。
The pound sterling relies on its underlying assets.
庞大的黄金储备。
Vast gold reserves.
全球最大的债权和遍布世界的海外投资。
The world's largest debt and overseas investments.
全世界欠着英国的钱。
The world owes money to Britain.
所以全世界都认英镑。战争做的就是把这些硬资产一点一点抽干。
So, the whole world recognized that the English pound war was to drain these assets little by little.
换成债务。
Convert to debt.
当大英帝国从全球最大的债主变成欠了一屁股债的国家。
When the British Empire became a country that owed a lot of money to the world.
他的货币凭什么还让全世界放心？
Why should he be allowed to reassure the whole world?
持有，布雷顿森林只是把这个已经发生的现实用制度固化下来。
Holding the Bretton Woods Agreement is simply institutionalizing this already existing reality.
而英国人真正明白。
And the British truly understand.
这一点是在十二年之后。
This is after 12 years.
1956年
1956
埃及总统纳塞尔宣布
President Nasser of Egypt announced that
把英法控制的苏伊士运河收归国有英国首相安东尼赖登认为这是对英国的公开挑衅
Taking the Suez Canal under the control of Britain and France is a blatant provocation against Britain according to British Prime Minister Anthony Eden
于是他联合了法国和以色列发动军事行动
and he coordinated with France and Israel to launch a military operation
迅速占领了运河区
rapidly occupied the canal area
然而
however
美国总统艾森豪威尔知道后非常生气
President Eisenhower was very angry when he found out
他不想阿拉伯世界就此倒向苏联
He didn't want the Arab world to fall completely into the Soviet orbit.
于是
So,
他不仅在外交上施压
He not only exerted pressure and diplomacy,
更是动用了金融武器
Furthermore, they also used financial weapons.
拒绝支持英国获得紧急贷款
Refused to support the UK's emergency loan.
并威胁抛售美国持有的英镑资产
and threatened to sell off US assets denominated in British pounds.
结果
Result
英镑在短短几周内遭遇灾难性挤兑
The pound sterling experienced a catastrophic collapse in a matter of weeks.
英国外汇储备大量流失
The UK's foreign exchange reserves have been significantly depleted.
已经债台高筑，储备见底的英国根本扛不住美国的金融打击。
The British, who have already fallen into debt and depleted their reserves, cannot withstand the financial attacks from the United States.
最终被迫屈辱撤军。
Finally forced to retreat in disgrace.
不久后
Shortly after,
首相艾登黯然下台
Prime Minister Eden resigned in disgrace
苏伊士运河危机
Suez Canal Crisis
让英国人终于明白
Let the British finally understand
英镑霸权丧失之后
After the loss of the pound
英国已经没有能力按照自己的意志采取重大行动了
The UK has no longer the ability to take major actions according to its own will.
到这里我们就讲完了。
That's all.
英镑是怎么用30年左右的时间走完了从世界货币到二流货币的全过程。
How the pound sterling went from being a world currency to a second tier currency in about 30 years.
那么我们下期见。
Then see you next time.